This is the Guitar Noise Podcast, episode 10. Hello and welcome to the Guitar Noise Podcast. Today I talk to Maricela Juarez, better known as MJ from Seymour Duncan. She is the Seymour Duncan custom shop manager who has been working there for 30 years, winding pickups for guitarists such as Jimmy Page, Billy Gibbons and Joe Bonamassa. I caught up with MJ to talk about her experiences over the past 30 years and what it's like to work with the master pickup builder himself, Seymour Duncan. Hi MJ, welcome to the Guitar Noise Podcast.
Hi!
For people who don't know, and I'm sure most people would already know who you are because you're a bit of a legend in the industry, but could you just give a little bit of a background as to your position in Seymour Duncan?
Well, I'm the Seymour Duncan Custom Shop Manager, Seymour W. Duncan Assistant, and I've been working in this company for almost 30 years. And learning everything that I know from the master himself, you know, I mean, from taking notes, from, getting to know the woods of the guitars, the tone, volume control knobs, and, you know, to try to give the best tone and make them the best pickups ever, you know.
You've got a very good understanding of, like, electrical engineering, I suppose that would be the term.
Yeah, I mean, and not much, you know, whenever we're trying to design a pickup, we go more not with the electrical engineer, but we go more with the woods and the tone and volume control knobs, with the size of the strings, with, you know, the capacitors and, you know, and the trade of tone that any particular artist or any individual is seeking for, and then that's what we deliver.
So have you always worked as sort of one of the people that would help design the pickups, or did you start originally winding pickups and learning about them first?
You know, on the regular production floor, there was no custom shop pickup, and no custom shop back then. My very, very first pickups that I did at Seymour Duncan back in 1982, the very first day, it was the Jimmy Page model.
Oh, cool.
I did 10 pickups for Jimmy Page with a certain DC and a special calibration on his magnet. So, I mean, that was my very, very first job, you know, working at Seymour Duncan. You know.
That's quite a job to start with.
Yeah.
And since then, obviously, you've worked with many artists along the way in the custom shop. So do you want to talk a little bit about some of the artist custom shop pickups that you designed and or helped design and build at the moment?
Well, usually one of the ones will be the 78 model.
Yep.
Then the BG-1400 for Mr. Billy Gibbons. The Tele Pearly Gaze also for Mr. Billy Gibbons. And one story funny about the Tele Pearly Gaze is one of those pickups that I just did it, and he was passing by. We're going to go and see him on a tour. And I said, Billy, you need to try this. Once I give it to him and he tried it, he called me 2 days after. I said, MJ, what do you do to that pickup? And I'm going, oh, shit, I hope it works. And then he goes, and I go, why? I said, he was so amazed that he didn't have to change any of his, settings on his amps or anything else.
Right.
Just perfect, you know. And that's when you kind of think, you know, okay, I'm doing okay. You know, I'm doing something right. I have, you know, Peter Frampton, Steve Miller, Los Lobos. Well, you name it. And I believe we have worked Joe Bonamassa, just to name.
Yeah, I was going to ask actually about the Joe Bonamassa set, because that's quite a recent release from Seymour Duncan. So you actually worked with Joe on those pickups?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did eventually the prototypes, and Seymour calibrated the minus to a special DC. And when Seymour and I are working, we have codes. MJ, let's do this one with Brownie, you know. And I said, and what are you going to – I'm going to put blue, but I'm going to go ahead I'm going to use Wiki on the neck, you know. I mean, when we're working and we're trying to design something, you know, I mean, we try to make things interesting, you know. I mean, it's a job. We know that. But, you know, if it will be a stress or not having fun when we're creating, I mean, something is going to go and be played, I mean, life will be too stressful.
Yeah.
And we love music, we love what we do, and we try to put a little bit of us into whatever we're making, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's just to deliver the best pickup. And I mean, and talking about it, people are talking really, really well, especially about Wiki. You know, they love that pickup, the way Seymour calibrates those magnets to its very specific, I mean, Gauss DC resistance. And, you know, and it's a great sounding, you know, set of pickups.
And do you actually play guitar and test these pickups as well? Or do you just hear the sort of end result?
Honestly, on guitars, I only know my A flat, B flat, and C flats. That's all I know.
Okay.
But Monty Pittman's supposed to come and give me my guitar lessons after he finished the tour with Madonna. You know, he says, "MJ, I'm going to be there to give you the lessons." You know.
So, when you're working on a signature set for somebody, do they usually come to you with a particular pickup that they like, and then they just you take it from there and make some sort of adjustments to it?
Well, sometimes it does, and if they don't come with something particular in mind, I mean, and they want, when somebody wants something really, I mean, out of the extraordinary, so then we do, I mean, a couple, you know, I mean, a couple says A, B, and C probably, or A and B, and said, okay, and I take notes of everything that I send on A, on B, on C.
Yeah.
So if they change minus, if they change one, I said, okay, go ahead and start, you know, this is your starting point, you know. Once they do that, they might pick, you know, and most of the time they will pick, you know, one of those pickups. They said, I want A bridge and B neck, or I want, you know, neck and bridge on the A. And we know, if you know, I know where to start.
Yeah.
On many other occasions, I mean, just by talking on the phone and saying, you know, I'm going to have a strat. And if we're talking about the woods, about, I mean, the tone and volume control knobs, the size of the strings, the weight of the guitar, and, you know, and everything, then we can deliver exactly what they want.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, it works on different couple of ways, you know.
I've seen in the custom shop page on your site, you work with some pretty heavy metal guitarists as well. So that I assume there's a few challenges working in that realm rather than with the sort of classic rock style humbuckers.
Well, the challenge could be there, but, you know, whenever you're trying to make something real hot, like the way they want it, you know.
Yeah.
Challenges are good. I mean, and they always have to be good. And the reason being, because if we wouldn't have challenges in life, we'll be eating the same kind of soup every day. Yeah. We don't want that, you know. I mean, it's, you know, we like to have challenges, you know, we like to go ahead and seek for new magnets. I mean, that they come up in the industry that we can go ahead and get them. We like to go ahead and be able to get new magnet wires and, you know, and make it as hot as they want with, you know, the most power that they want, you know, and deliver just whatever it needed to be for that particular album.
And do you only build passive pickups in the custom shop, or do you actually do active pickups as well?
We do mainly passive pickups in the custom shop.
It seems to be that people, even people that have been using actives for years, seem to be coming around to the idea of hot passives now instead for heavier music.
Yeah, because, I mean, the technology, I mean, has grown a lot.
Yeah.
And we have different, like I said, we have different kinds of magnets, different kinds of magnet wires that we can go ahead and use.
So there's actually different magnets that you can use these days that weren't used back when Seymour Duncan started then?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Obviously, when Seymour Duncan started, you know, he started doing rewinds, you know. And, I mean, and getting all, you know, all his specs from all the rewinds that, you know, he's doing. So, I mean, if we talk about authenticity on pickups...
Yeah,
because Seymour W. Duncan started doing rewinds, and, you know, and we, you know, are big, also still big on rewinds. When we recreate something, we do it right to the dot, because we know, we record, we know, and we have all the specs.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody else can say, you know, oh, no, we know how those are done, only because they hear. But how many times have they taken one apart and go inside and see what kind of minus, what kind of wines, what kind of, you know, they have. We, you know, when we talk about PAS, probably Seymour and I have taken apart thousands of PAFs.
Yeah.
So whenever we do it, you know, and you try to understand why people like those kind of pickups, you have to go since the measurements that they're all different, you know, and just the way always Seymour had said, you know, because the machine were on a timer, they were not, you know, with, I mean, a specific disease. So, I mean, when you're trying to work and trying to match those pickups, I mean, I believe the Seymour Duncan Custom Shop will be the number one.
And talking of matching, sort of going back to old pickups and rewinding, is that where the idea for the antiquity humbuckers came from, or the antiquity Strat pickups?
Yes. I mean, it came from that, and it came, you know, I'm going to tell you something that I kind of say. The word vintage, I mean, it's a lot to Seymour, you know. The word vintage, the way I learned it, is almost like, you know, like I said, everything that I have learned, I learned it from him. So the word vintage to me is almost like the prayer your grandma taught you. You don't change anything, otherwise it's not grandma's, prayer, you know. So you need to go and do things within detail. If we remove the dust that was in that sort of joint when you're repairing a pickup, you need to put the dust back.
Right.
If the pickup had a specific tape and you needed to use that specific tape, you need to seek for that tape and make sure that you're using that same kind of tape to go ahead and do the repair. When you have a brand, I mean, an old, you know, historic guitar, you know, and you're trying to put a new pickup in it, totally doesn't look good. You know, it looks like if you have your old favorite pair of old tennis shoes and you're trying to put brand new white shoelaces.
Yeah.
Totally, you know, I mean, they don't go together. You know, you need to dirty your shoelaces to put them back on those tennis shoes, otherwise they're not going to look good. It's the same thing with the pickups. But not only make them look old, sonically, they have to also sound like they're being about 60 years old.
Yeah.
So that's where Seymour got the idea of the antiquity line, to make sure that those people, those collectors, or those, I mean, people that really care about their instruments, you know, they can bring those instruments back to life and look exactly the way that they want them to look and sound.
So also you have, I've seen there's sort of a parchment bobbins now that are available. So that helps with that look and feel thing you were talking about.
Everything helps. You know, if you ask about bobbins or covers, I can age covers for the 50s, 60s, 70s. You know, I mean, I have my very own specific set of covers that I use for different years, you know, because the covers are aging within time. Sometimes they're more aged, less aged, only the top. So, you know, we tend to kind of see how they are done and, you know, and try to keep those particulars, I mean, very to the specs.
So that they look exactly like they would have done if they'd aged naturally.
Correct.
Another thing I just wanted to ask you about, and I'm not sure whether you're across this or whether you've had anything to do with this, but do you know anything about the loaded pick guards for Strats and how that can help people take out and change pickups easily? Or,
you know, the loaded pick guards, Seymour did the first ones with antiquity sets, I believe, about 5 years ago. Seymour always believes, you know, I mean, some people are seeking for the tone, but they don't know how to change pickups.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just a kind of trying to make life easier for those people who would rather get a pickguard and just install the pickguard into the guitar and don't have to worry about, I mean, soldering too much or widening or hitting the guitar with a soldering iron and everything. Just grab the pickguard, change it, and get the tone that they're seeking for, you know.
Yeah. I mean, this is getting into very specifics, I suppose, of tone, but does it change any way that the pickups sound by not using a soldered joint and using a sort of a screw joint instead?
I don't know if they're using a screw joints on the regular production line ones. I know on the vintage ones, on the antiquities, they're using regular pads and they're using, you know.
Oh, I see. Sorry. I was thinking it was like the Liberator setup where you just...
Yeah. They might be using that on some of the pickguards, but not exactly in all of them, you know. Remember what I said? I'm very, very vintage, you know. I won't change that, you know. And Seymour would change, I mean, put the Liberator on a vintage, I mean, antiquities pickguard.
Thank you very much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
Oh, it's been nice talking to you guys too, you know. And like you said, you need it, we make it. You dream it, we'll do it. The Seymour Duncan Custom Shop can make you anything.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that brings us to the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And as always, make sure you check out guitarnoise.com. That's guitarnoise with a Z. You'll find a link over on the right-hand side, both for the podcast feed and for the podcast category, where you'll always find an archive of all the recent podcasts on the site. You'll also find this podcast on iTunes now if you search for the Guitar Noise Podcast. You can also find Guitar Noise on Twitter at Guitar Noise, and of course on Facebook, facebook.com/guitarnoise. That's Guitar Noise, all one word, and don't forget it's a Z, not an S. Thanks for listening, and I hope you join me next time on the Guitar Noise Podcast.